the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Our first guest is Conor Lally, the crime and security editor of the Irish Times. Conor, where is the suspected criminal Daniel Kinahan at present?
Well, he was arrested, as we know, Matt, last Friday, and he's being held in a prison in United Arab Emirates at the moment. We understand in Dubai. Now, exactly where he is, we don't know. Generally, the authorities there don't really share that information. But he is locked up. He will be appearing before the courts there very soon. And then we'll get some indication as to whether he's going to fight his extradition back to Ireland. And then really, when we get an indication of that, we'll be able to put a proper timeline on it. So this could happen very quickly. But if he puts up a challenge, as I expect he probably will, we may not see him back in Ireland for quite some time.
Yeah. Are there previous examples of people been extradited from the UAE? And how long did that take?
Yeah, so obviously his associate at the top of the Kinahan cartel, Sean McGovern, who lived in Dubai for quite a long time, you know, really the best part of 10 years with Daniel Kinahan. He was his right-hand man. And there were seven people from the apex of the cartel, all of whom lived in Dubai at one point when they were all sanctioned by the Americans back in April 2022. Sean McGovern and obviously Daniel Kinahan were two of those men. So Sean McGovern was arrested finally at his home in Dubai in October 2024, and he wasn't back here until May the following year. So that was about, 8 months or so. And certainly from speaking to Garda contacts last week and over the weekend, just after the news broke that Daniel Kinahan had been detained in Dubai last Friday, they were saying, look, if he agreed to be extradited, which they thought was unlikely, he could be back here within 4 to 6 weeks. If he fights it, he may not be back until the end of the year. So that's the type of time frame we're looking at it.
Do we have any idea of what sort of conditions he will face in prison in Dubai?
Well, certainly the prisons in the United Arab Emirates, I mean, they wouldn't be renowned for being, inspected by human rights organisations or anything like that. And you'd really get people from all over the world there. So he has been living the high life really in Dubai, Matt, as a cartel leader for the last 10 years. He's had all the trappings. Sorry, my dog has just started to bark. He's had all the trappings of a very wealthy lifestyle there. That's obviously all gone now. And he will be held there. He won't be getting granted bail. He'd be too much of a flight risk. So he will be held there until he's sent back to Ireland.
Okay. Now, what charges is he likely to face in Ireland? Were they outlined in the extradition warrant?
They weren't outlined specifically in the extradition warrant against him. I mean, we certainly don't have that warrant anyway. So when Sean McGovern was brought back to Ireland to go on trial, he was obviously charged with directing organised crime. And that was in relation to one homicide that took place as part of the Kinahan-Hutch feud. And then there was a second case in which they were trying to kill a man on the Hutch side as well. So they were the two main charges that Sean McGovern faced. He was actually directing organised crime. We understand that Kinahan will face the same type of charge, and that'll be directing organised crime in the context of the Kinahan-Hutch feud between 2015 and 2018 here in Ireland. But exactly what those charges relate to, what specific crimes, we just don't know yet. But we think that information will emerge very, very soon.
And obviously there has to be the presumption of innocence as well. So is this likely to be a jury trial, or will it be a special criminal court with judges only?
It will definitely be a special criminal court trial. I mean, all of the trials that we've seen really, where people who have been involved in the Kinahan-Hutch feud have gone on trial, even for fairly minor offences, have been, held at the special criminal court. So as you say, there is no jury there. There's only judges there. And the reason why these people go on trial at that court is there's a fear that, you know, they may be able to interfere with a jury process. So he'll definitely be before the Special Criminal Court. And we expect really a lot of security, you know, protocols to be put in place.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about that, because it potentially, how difficult might it be? Is there the possibility? And again, this might seem like something like from TV or movie type show, but is there the potential that people might try to break him out of prison or in transit to a court hearing?
Mm. Well, I think the Garda security operation will have to prepare for that. I mean, how likely that is, or whether the Kinahans, particularly in Ireland now, would they be capable of staging that kind of operation? I would say no. But certainly the guards will have to factor that in, and they are factoring it in. So what you'll see, Matt, is you'll see him being, you know, brought from prison to the Special Criminal Court for any court appearances. And then obviously during his trial, he will be brought by convoy. There'll be a lot of, you know, vehicles containing armed Garda members, and the army will probably be involved as well. The army helicopter, or pardon me, the Garda helicopter above, and so on. So you will see a lot of protocols there. There will be added security around the courts. There will very likely be controls on who will be allowed into the court. I mean, generally speaking, anybody is allowed to walk into a court in Ireland and to see a case going on. But in a case like Daniel Kinahan's, if we look at the type of person he is, I mean, we probably haven't ever put anybody on trial in Ireland ever who is at the kind of senior level that he is at in global organised crime. So obviously he's been the day-to-day leader of the Kinahan cartel for years. He's also a member of the European super cartel, which is headquartered in Dubai. And that's really a collection of European, you know, top level organized crime groups that run about a third of the cocaine that enters Europe every year. So this is a major organization, and we haven't had anybody really of that standard on trial here in Ireland. So the security operation will be absolutely huge. They'll have to plan for all eventualities, and you may even see a special arrangement being put in place around transporting him to and from jail. And what I mean by that is the normal place that you would house a person like Kinahan in jail here is in Portlaoise. Now, he probably will be held in Portlaoise prison. It's the maximum security prison where all the, you know, senior gangland figures are held. But bringing a man like him, you know, from Portlaoise into town for a court appearance every day, probably for weeks on end, would be a major security operation. So they may put some kind of special plan in place, even to, you know, house him during this trial, even in Arbor Hill in some wing on his own, possibly Mountjoy, again in an area of the jail on its own. So I think this will be a special case. He's a special type of person, you know, obviously for all the wrong reasons. And I think the security operation that we're going to see is going to be really significant.
Well, indeed, one final thing on that. There has been millions of words written about him, many broadcasts, many podcasts. But he might try and claim that he can't get a fair trial on the basis of all of this publicity. But could it be that what happened in the case of the trial of Gerry Hutch proves that the judicial system here in Ireland will insist on a high burden or a high standard before an actual conviction is given?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think the DPP's office and also the guards were quite spooked by the outcome of the Gerry Hutch trial. But I mean, I think for anybody who observed that trial, the evidence just was not there. You know, he was charged with killing David Byrne at the Regency Hotel, and the evidence just was not there. So I think that will act as a warning to the guards, to the DPP. They have to have all their ducks in a row. They have to present a very convincing argument with really strong evidence that Daniel Kinahan was centrally involved in the crimes that they claim. And I think the burden of proof here will be quite high, even though he's very well known. There's been so much written about him. He could argue that he can't get a fair trial, but obviously there will be no jury at the trial. It'll just be three judges in the court. So, I mean, you know, the trial will go ahead here, that's for sure, once he is extradited back. But certainly, I think the standard of proof here is going to have to be very high. If he were convicted then of directing an organised crime, I'd say he's going to get a very, very long sentence, probably longer than anybody else ever has. And he could be in prison for the next 22 to 25 years. I mean, that is a possibility.
Okay, assuming that he is found guilty, having been brought back via extradition to face charges here in Ireland. Conor Lally, Crime and Security Editor of the Irish Times, thank you.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.